This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. The Zanzibari Years, Irma Stern, is an exciting exhibition that's currently on at the Norval Foundation, and I'm pleased to be speaking to Carl Nell, the curator of the exhibition. Carl, my first question really is, why did you particularly choose this particular era? What is the reason for this focus?
Well, the Norval Foundation deals with historic, modern and contemporary art, and Stern, I think, really has deserved a major exhibition. Specifically, I felt to focus on the Zanzibari years, which have frequently been regarded as a high point in her career as a painter. And the exhibition was held about 40 years ago, a small exhibition at the Irma Stern Museum. And I thought it was high time to work on a small but a very precise exhibition which dealt with her journeys to Zanzibar in 1939 and 1945.
I hardly call it a small exhibition. That's the only thing I'd have against it. How many works are there, and how did you manage to put this extraordinary collection together?
Well, it's small in the sense that it's not a total retrospective, and it is really focused on a series of portraits that were done on Zanzibar of Arab, Bihari, Swahili, Indian sitters. And these have been collected in South Africa, in London, and in America. And it wasn't that easy to persuade the owners and the collections to allow them to move. They are some of the most expensive South African paintings. But the Irma Stern Museum was very generous. The Rupert Foundation was extraordinary in their support. And the National Gallery and many private collectors.
It's an extraordinary collection, and I also love the context in which you've set it in terms of the wooden carvings. Do you want to just comment on that and the way you've tied that all in together?
Well, it's interesting that Stern did spend these two moments on Zanzibar painting, and she was very taken by the very old tradition of the carved doors in Zanzibar, Lamu, Pemba, down the East African coast. And she decided to frame the works in fragments of these doors. And so the frames are very physical, and so are her paintings. So they read really as artifacts. And Stern did bring back a single door which was installed into her home at the Furs in Cape Town, and wanted to show the frames in relation to the doors, but of course couldn't take out her front door. So there are two beautiful doors which frame the exhibition that were collected in 1949 by Norman Eaton, the great modernist architect. So one sees the language of the doors in relation to the language of her frames on the exhibition. And so it's a very unique way of being able to understand the context in which they were made and how they were to be seen.
Well, it's one way of seeing them in this particular context. And the good news is that you happen to be doing walkabouts this weekend. So I know it's on Saturday and Sunday. What are the other days that people might be able to join you?
So it's tomorrow at 11 o'clock for our art club, and on Sunday it's 11 o'clock for the public. And then next week on Tuesday the 7th of December at 6 for the art club again.
Excellent. But you know, we can also get this information by just checking the news blog on mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery. FMR.